further ado, Matt, come on up. Give him a round of applause.
My name is Matt, and I'm an alcoholic. Oh, crap, this is a little nerve-wracking. Let's see, keep it simple. I came in August 5th this month, and I've been coming to Alcoholics Anonymous for about 17 years, and just no luck, you know. I couldn't seem to get it to work. I'm a decently smart guy, I think. But, you know, all my answers are running out, you know, and I came here that Tuesday. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll never forget that meeting. And my sponsor, Derek, and I, we got on our knees right there, released it, and basically, and I did the third step prayer with him. And I think something happened immediately in my life, and I can't really explain it. You know, all the things that I've been through, you know, and everything, I thought I was this tough guy and everything, but finally coming to that point of desperation where I absolutely could not do it anymore. And I just knew every time I picked up a drink, it always led to just tragedy in my life. And I lost everything, man. I'd been in and out of, you know, jails and institutions, you know, most of my adult life because of drinking. And I can't really explain that feeling of desperation, but I know there's people in here that understand that. And as I come to AA, I'm starting to realize that is like the main deal for a person like me to get this thing. And, you know, I only have 20-something days, but I feel like the obsession has been removed to drink. I have not really wanted to drink in 20-something days, and that's a miracle. Yeah. Well, so 10 minutes. Wow, that's a long time. What can I tell you? Okay, so I had been thrown out of my house. My wife told me, "Don't come back. You can't see your kids." I was fired from my job, living on my mom's couch, riding a bicycle, jobless, homeless, completely bankrupt in every way. I say this, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it. It just kind of came out of my own heart and head. I was as dead as a man could be and still breathing. That's how I felt when I walked in here that Tuesday. And when I left that meeting, all I could think to myself is, trust Derek. Trust Derek. Trust Derek. And Alcoholics Anonymous has manifested through Derek, and God is coming to my life through Derek. I am now employed in 20-something days, doing what I've done my whole career. I ride a bicycle over, though. But here's the deal. Like, the job is 3/4 of a mile from my house, so I can leave at 10 to 7 and make it to work on time. My boss allows me to keep my tools in his Connex, you know, so I don't have to worry about putting my skill saw in my nail bags and my compressor on my back on my bike. So, I mean, that just doesn't happen for me, you know, in my life. I don't get breaks like that. Things don't happen, you know. I've gone to a meeting every single day since August 5th, sometimes 2 and 3 a day. I got to have my daughter today, you know. We went to Paul Nelson Pool today, and we had a great time, man. And I just felt so full of life today. And, you know, today was a relaxing day for me, and I don't know how to explain that either. And the only thing I can really say that's happening is God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. And I hear these principles in Alcoholics Anonymous about acceptance, and I've heard that for years. But it was a great thing, right? 2 days ago, I talked to my sponsor. Maybe it was 3 days ago. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting up for work. He's in another part of the country, you know, doing his job. And he says, "Matt, you're in charge of 1% of today." And I thought, that's a beautiful thing, you know, 1%. That's all I'm in charge of. And that 1% just consists of me being willing to do this deal, you know. And I just keep coming, and things get better, you know. I don't know where this road is going to go, but I know exactly what's going to happen if I pick up a drink. I've done that. I've gone down that road before, and I know where that goes. And for me, it's, you know, I break out in a rash of handcuffs, and I lose everything. And that feeling of being inside of those places with those other men is just, if you've ever experienced that, you know, I just want to say that I think that I have found a way to stay sober through Alcoholics Anonymous. I really have. And I look at these people in this room, and Billy's been here, most of these, you know, people that have time, I remember all of you guys. And you're saying the same things now that you were saying when I was first coming at 25 years old, right? That's the weird part. And I go, wait a minute, I've heard that before. Why does it make sense right now? You know, I find today when there's something bothering me, I know to call people, and I do. I call Lee, I call Derek, I call Jeremy, I can call Andre. If you're new, there is a bunch of newcomers in here, and I have to tell you, this is something I never did, and now I do. I am surrounded by men in this program. Surrounded. And I can call them anytime, and they answer the phone, and they give me the best advice. It's really neat. You know, I get a text message, or I get a situation from work, and I want to react like I normally do. What I do is I call my sponsor, I call my friends, and they go, oh, well, maybe what were you going to say? And I tell them, they're like, oh, no. Probably not the right thing to do or say, Matt. And then they tell me why, and then they tell me what I could be doing. And I'm starting to see, like, you know, I'm only on step four, but I'm starting to see how step four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine can be used on individual situations in my life. And, you know, I don't know if that's true, but I'm seeing that. You know, like, can I check my motives on this situation today with 20 whatever days of sobriety, you know, whether it be marriage or my kid or my job or whatever's going on, I can call guys and get advice. And, man, that is priceless. I never had that. And the guy that's looking back in the mirror every morning when I get up and brush my teeth, I don't recognize this person at all. And I'll have to tell you, it isn't anything that I did at all. It's not anything I did. It's this program. And, you know, that's what's happening today for me, you know. And I'm trying to stay small. I'm the junior partner. That's what I've been told. And, you know, if this is how good it's going to get in 20-something days, you know, I'm kind of getting a little antsy for the future, seeing what's going on. But I have to stay small and stay in the moment. And is that about 10 minutes? So, I don't know. Thank you very much.
All right, nice job, man. Okay, well, if you came here tonight to